This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, folks, still a lot to come in today's episode of The Alex Jones Show. I'm Harrison Smith, sitting in for Alex Jones with Chase Geiser. We are, of course, talking about Israel and Palestine and the inevitable massive conflict that is boiling right now. And I want to go to a couple videos here just to lay down what we're talking about when we're talking about Gaza or when we're talking about Palestine. And, you know, going back again to the art of war, the number one rule is understand your enemy. And I think there's a total misunderstanding of the Palestinian people from a lot of commentators I've seen, probably from a lot of people in Israel as well. And in a way, I mean, whether you like what they do or not, you have to, I don't know if admire is the right word, but you have to respect the fact that these people have carried out a 75-year resistance against a massively overpowering enemy in a way that I can't imagine Americans holding on for that long. And I said this on Twitter, and somebody responded to me, you know, well, that's great for them, but they'll be dead, you know, by tonight. And I think what people don't understand is that they don't die, they become martyrs. They are happy to die if it's in the cause of battle. And it's only going to create more people willing to go out and fight. So unless you understand the mindset of the people that you're fighting, the things you're going to do, even if it defeats them militarily, is only going to empower them socially or you know, geopolitically. If you don't really at least try to, you know, see the world from your enemy's eyes, you're going to make mistakes in fighting them. And so I want to go to a video that just explains what Gaza is and why the people of Gaza really don't have a lot of options in terms of, you know, just, and we'll show another video later where somebody asks a person from Gaza, like, why don't you leave? And he's like, because I can't. Like, you don't understand. This is, for all intents and purposes, an open-air prison. And so you got a bunch of people that are just, they're just going to become radical. Whether you like it or not, that's the situation you're putting them in. So maybe that's the situation we need to undo. So let's go now to clip number 12, I believe. This is Gaza Explained. Let's watch.
The Strip is only 25 miles long and about 5 miles wide. 2 million Palestinians live packed into this tiny space, one of the most densely populated places in the world. Half are children. Many live in refugee camps speckled throughout the besieged territory. A stunning 80% of the population relies on foreign aid. Aptly called an open-air prison, there are only two ways to leave the enclosed area: the Rez crossing into Israeli territory and the Rafah crossing, which goes to Egypt. Both are completely controlled by hostile militaries. What Israel calls a border is actually a heavily militarized perimeter fence comprised of barbed wire, surveillance networks, and lethal no-go zones. If you roam too close to the so-called no-go zone, which extends 300 meters out from the fence, Israeli forces have authorized themselves to shoot to kill. Thousands of unarmed Palestinians have been shot for violating this rule in 2018 alone. The same goes for Gaza's coastline. It is the only place in the world where you can't even flee by boat, as refugees elsewhere often do. Fishermen are restricted to only a few nautical miles from their shore. Strain past that, even by accident, you can be blown out of the water by Israeli warships. A massive seawall in the north and south, currently being extended, boxes them into their small sliver of sea. This violence is compounded by an economic blockade that imposes a chokehold of poverty on Gaza, resulting in one of the highest unemployment rates in the world, according to the World Bank. 70% of the youth are unemployed, with 52% for the general population.
So that's just a little rundown of what exactly Gaza is. And then, of course, on top of that, you have, like, gates within Gaza that prevent people from moving from one end to the other. And if you look at this little chart, this is the human cost of the Israeli-Palestine conflict. And you see the death toll on this, on the Palestinian side, you know, from 2008, you have 3,000 on the Palestinian side, 800 Israeli. I mean, the brunt of this conflict has been borne primarily by the Palestinians to a very, very heavy degree, as in, you know, tens of thousands versus just a few hundreds. And when you treat people like this, I mean, you have to expect that they're going to want to fight you in brutal ways. It's just inevitable.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset in the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alex Jones Show. Second hour has begun. I am your host, Harrison Smith, sitting with my co-host, Chase Geiser, talking, of course, about Israel and Palestine, checking some late-breaking stories here. I haven't confirmed this, but an unconfirmed report is that the St. Porphyrios Orthodox Church in Gaza, oldest church in the world, 1,616 years old, may have been destroyed in an Israeli airstrike. So that would be incredibly troubling if confirmed. But we're going to continue to show you some videos to help explain this situation. Again, trying to treat this with all of the gravity it deserves, Chase. And I got a call from my wife. She keeps me from going too far. You know, she just called me right before we went on the show and was just like, hey, look, I know you're going to say everything you want to say. I just want to say, you know, tread carefully. This is a really big deal. Like, that was it. And it's like, trust me, I know. Believe me, I know, you know, people are watching this. They're probably already furious at what we've had to say, despite the fact that I just want to lay out the strategic overview so we can hopefully try to contribute to a diminishing of the conflict, a cooling down of the war, a not getting America into another world war, which can only serve us badly.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
In your mind, what is the just solution?
Yeah, that's like almost an impossible question. Like, I think at this point, what I would love would be somebody like Trump. I don't know who it would be, but it would have to be, if an American president could just come in like the teacher on the schoolyard and just put his hands on both the foreheads of the kids, push them apart, and go, what do we need to do to solve this? Nobody's throwing one more punch until, you know, and I'm gonna, you know, help you to resolve this conflict and set a path towards peace. And if either one of you tries to break this peace, you're going to be, you know, talking to me. I would love for America to use its power and its force not to just help exact revenge on the Palestinians or help to fund the terror from the Palestinians. Like, what if we could just step in and go, I don't care about the argument you're having. I really don't. I'm not a Muslim or a Jewish person. I'm not an Israeli or a Palestinian. But so I don't want to see America get involved on either side. I want to see a cessation of this conflict. However, you know, whatever that takes, I mean, you know, you're asking me literally an impossible question. Yeah. Minds better than mine have failed to solve the last 50 years.
It seems to me, and I could be mistaken, we established, well, at the beginning of the show that we're just two minds speculating, but it seems to me that the Palestinians have a legitimate grief with the Israelis, but what's really going on is the entire Middle Eastern region is using the Palestinians as a way to attack Israel. And what I mean is, we're using Ukraine as a way to attack Russia, who is officially an enemy of the United States. And I think even if we were able to establish some sort of agreement between the Palestinians and the Israelis, that we would still have an incredible amount of hostility in the Middle Eastern region against Israel, because Israel is perceived as the United States military presence in the region.
Right.
And all of those nations hate us because we bombed them so many times, we've totally toppled the governments, and we issue sanctions on them constantly because of the petrodollar.
Right.
And so I wonder if the problem actually is between Palestine and Israel so much as it is between the United States and the Middle East.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why it gets all complicated, because everybody's a proxy of somebody else. Mm. You know, I just kept thinking about this article. This is from all the way back in December of 2021. But Trump says Netanyahu, quote, never wanted peace with the Palestinians. So Trump tried to sort of do this and come in and create a, quote, ultimate deal between the Israelis and Palestinians. And he claimed that, you know, the Palestinians were willing to make that peace, but the Israelis weren't. And Netanyahu never wanted to make peace with the Palestinians, which, you know, this would have been avoided if they could have come to some agreement. This attack, you know, against the Palestinians or against the Israelis by the Hamas or the Palestinians would have been much, much less likely to have occurred. So, like, I can't think that this was a good idea from Netanyahu. And again, this is where it seems to me less of, like, orchestrated, less of, like, oh, we're going to do this as a we're going to allow this to happen, so we have the justification to do what we want to do. It seems like arrogance. It seems like they just did not think that they had to come to the table with the Palestinians. They just thought, you know, why should we? We're the power. They're the small people. We'll do whatever we want to them. We don't need to negotiate with them. And then you have something like this, and it just, to me, it just reeks of unwarranted arrogance based on a misunderstanding of their enemy.
Yeah. Well, and with all blood feuds, you almost lose track of where it all started. Fortunately, it's fairly well documented, but there's probably just so much bitterness, I imagine, between both sides that they just want the other one dead. And this is like almost like a Cain and Abel thing where somebody's just going to have to go.
Yeah, we were joking yesterday about, or I was saying, yeah, it's, you know, it's one of those things where I often get the question. They're like, people will just be like, so Israel-Palestine, like, what's up with that? And it's like, okay, where do you want to start? And I made the joke like, well, there was this man named Moses one time, right? Like, is that how far back you go? And then you pointed out, actually, I think it goes back to Abraham. I don't think you're going far back enough when you get to Moses. So, I mean, it goes back and back and back. And obviously, a major aspect of this is the Al-Aqsa Mosque. So the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the Dome of the Rock, is, you know, operated by Muslims, or, you know, Muslims are allowed to pray there. And this is a sort of agreement that Israel has had since time immemorial to, they are going to be the protectors of these sacred sites. And recently they've allowed, you know, Israeli activists to go in. They've stopped Muslims from going in. I mean, they're sort of violating very long held sacred traditions of allowing a multiplicity of religions to coexist. And this operation that the Palestinians carried out, they called Al-Aqsa Flood Operation. And part of it was that they were sort of looking ahead and going, they're about to stop us from going to Al-Aqsa. And, of course, you know, a lot of Jewish traditions think that where Al-Aqsa is was the site of Solomon's temple. And they want to build a third temple because that's a prerequisite for, you know, bringing on the Messiah. So really a lot of this is centered around Al-Aqsa Mosque and some you know, provocations there. And again, I'm not saying that, like, oh, well, they stormed the mosque, so therefore their children should be killed and their women should be kidnapped and raped. Like, and that's what's frustrating about this conversation, is because even in America, even places far removed, it's like even suggesting that, hey, let's all calm down, is treated from both sides like a call to genocide them, while they are simultaneously calling to genocide the other side. And it's like, I don't want anything to do with it. This is all horrible.
Well, that's the nice thing about being a populist. I'm an America First populist, and it's not my call. I don't have to pick a side.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be involved at all, actually. It's none of my business. And frankly, most of the things that we've done in terms of foreign policy since World War II have only catalyzed hatred. There's a famous Bill Burr bit about it where he says, a butt kicking doesn't just fall out of the sky.
Right.
People just so easily accepted that we were hated in the Middle East because of our freedom, but it's because of our terrible foreign policy over the last 50 years. We have catalyzed and antagonized these people economically, socially, geographically, in terms of their energy, every weakness we've exploited. And
I think the world would be a better place if we just stopped screwing with other people's business.
Yeah, and again, this is the good example where we are both vociferous. We are both very outspoken critics of American foreign policy. We aren't anti-American. We don't hate America or Americans. That's our interest. That's what we love. So, you know, when we are criticizing the Israeli government, the Israeli military doing things, has nothing to do with how we feel about the Israelis on the ground. Same thing with the Palestinians and Hamas. You have to be able to distinguish the power structures making moves that are horrific and the people on the ground. But, you know, it's shocking seeing all of these apparently anti-war conservatives, I mean, literally calling for genocide in places like Gaza. It's just there's a disconnect here that is I can only ascribe it to just like emotional response to the images that we're seeing that are horrible. Like, obviously they're horrible. Yeah, those images are terrible. The images that I see, you know, every couple of weeks or couple of months of Palestinian kids dying in bombings when Israel bombs them, those are also horrible. You don't make decisions based on your immediate, you know, emotional reaction to these things. You do take them into account as you try to chart a path towards peace, which is what we should all be in favor of. And we have a clip from Ron Paul that we'll go to. We have a couple more clips we want to go to, and then we'll welcome Michael Yon, and we have a big interview with Alex Jones.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geiser, filling in with Harrison Smith for the great Alex Jones, covering everything Israel and Palestine. Trump posted this morning, shortly before we got on the air, the same people that raided Israel are pouring into our once beautiful USA. Through our totally open southern border at record numbers. Are they planning an attack within our country? Crooked Joe Biden and his boss, Barack Hussein Obama, did this to us. Typical Donald Trump charm right there. But I think he's right. And I think this actually ties in a little bit to diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Right.
Because we have this situation in which we are constantly worshiping diversity as like this idol. It's what makes us strong, and really what's made America strong in the past has not been what's different about us so much as where we're the same.
Yeah.
So whether you're from Germany or Ireland or Africa or wherever you come from all over the world to immigrate to the United States, it worked when there was assimilation. They call it a melting pot because it blends into one thing and it's all the same. But this diversity thing is like this separation, this apartheid of cultures where everyone has to respect everyone else's. You have to integrate them, but you can't mix them at all because that's cultural appropriation. And so we have this situation which we're taking all these people into our country and we're forcing through diversity, equity, and inclusion that they work together, that they're in close proximity, but we're simultaneously setting up an environment that seems intentionally designed to catalyze as much hate as possible. So make them enemies and then put them as close to each other as possible. So if there ever was an awakening of a sleeper cell base, then there would be just terror on the streets, just like similar to the George Floyd protests that we saw in the looting. So, yeah. I don't know. What do you think about that?
No, there have already been clashes in New York, I think in Washington, D.C. I mean, there are these massive protests where you've got Israelis on one side and Palestinians on the other on American soil fighting each other over something that's happening 3,000 miles away. No, we don't. Yeah, this is a lesson in the reality of so-called diversity. And again, what I am really concerned about is the domino effect that this could have if this isn't treated with the deftness that is required to avoid this spiraling into a wider conflict. And the piece that the people in power recognize, but you don't see it reflected a lot in media, is Hezbollah, which is the Lebanese resistance movement, essentially is what they call themselves. And you see sort of mention after mention from people in power. Anthony Blinken, you know, came out with a statement saying, oh, you better not open a second front as well. Don't you get involved now. You know, you're not allowed to get involved, which they could. And they're the ones sort of limiting Israel going into Gaza right now. But again, and this is sort of the takeaway I get from this. This is an inflection point of the Middle East where if Israel does not go into Gaza, that represents a power dynamic shift away from Israel towards the Arab states around them. In other words, Israel can no longer act with total impunity, being the big dog, sort of allowed to do whatever they want. They are now being limited. If they allow this to happen, if they allow themselves to be limited, then that's it. I mean, they're limited from then on. They are being dictated to what they can do, what they can get away with by their enemies outside their borders. They cannot stomach that. But if they enter Gaza and defy those limitations, then they're opening themselves up to massive attack from Hezbollah. And you saw what Hamas was able to achieve with a much smaller, much less capable force than exists in Hezbollah. And it's not going to be good. Then Iran gets involved. And again, I want to remind people that we have American bases in the Middle East right now that are sitting ducks. And if we get involved and we, you know, and Russia has said that if we get involved against if America gets involved against Hezbollah, they're giving the green light to Syria and Iran to attack American bases in the Middle East. So the question Americans have to ask ourselves is it worth spending the lives of American servicemen to basically maintain the status quo? And how long can that go on? And is the status quo even something worth defending? I mean, I personally don't want to spend a single life to guarantee that Gaza remain a 2 million person open air prison. I really think you've got to give the Palestinians rights. I mean, they have no rights at this point. They have no human rights at this point. They don't even have food and water. And in fact, maybe we should go to that clip here. The headline is that the defense secretary, the defense minister of Israel, has ordered a total blockade of Gaza, and they are limiting. And well, I'll just go to the video. You'll hear it here. Clip number 9. This is the Israeli defense minister this morning. He says, "We are imposing a complete siege on Gaza. There will be no electricity, no food, no water, no fuel. Everything will be closed. We are fighting against human animals, and we are acting accordingly." I mean, I just, you know, God bless the Israeli people, but I'm not on that dude's side. I'm not on that. I'm not in favor of what that guy is just, not just suggesting, but implementing now. A total blockade, cutting off food, water, and electricity from 2 million people, and they expect it to go well? They expect people just to die? Like, what?
Right. And I appreciate your perspective. You see a people provoked.
Yeah.
But then I look at how they responded, and it was like such an overcompensation.
Of course.
And I think that it's something that we just tend to do as people psychologically, whether as individuals or as societies altogether, is whenever there's a problem, we tend to overcompensate for it. It's like getting in the shower. When the water's too cold, you're like, oh, I'm freezing. And you switch it, and, you know, and all of a sudden you're burning, and you have to kind of go back and forth until you find that perfect temperature. And as much as I understand the appreciation and appreciate the hell that the Palestinians have been through, what does a German dancer have to do with it?
Right.
That makes me sick. And it makes me sick to see children bombed. Don't get me wrong, but when you're going over intentionally grabbing civilians and then pulling them back and then celebrating and showing your kids that you're raping and murdering these people in front of your little kids. I mean, you and I have kids similar age. I can't imagine doing something like that in front of my kids, man. There's a certain level of just lost conscience at this point. The hatred is just totally covered.
Yeah, no, it is one of those things where it's like I want to be on the Palestinian side, but then you see them do that, and it's just like, you know, the reason I typically... And I like to support the underdog, basically. And you see all these images of Israelis, you know, whether it's the colonies, the settler camps, or the settler buildings that they clear people out of. It's like, all right, I don't like that because I don't like the innocent people getting taken advantage of. I don't like the innocent people getting hurt. So then when the Palestinians go and hurt innocent people, it's like, well, this is what I'm against. So why are you doing it? Now I'm against you doing it. I mean, it's an impossible situation. And again, maybe the silver lining of this is like, you can go, hey, let's never let this happen again. And what does that take? Maybe it means lessening some of the restrictions on Gaza. Maybe doubling down on this is not the right response, because maybe that's just going to radicalize and create more extremists in Gaza. Like, what? It's inevitable, basically. You've got these 2 million people out there, you know, I mean, they're cutting off their electricity, you're cutting off their food. What do they think is going to happen? They don't have anywhere to go. They can't just flee. They're supposed to die. They're going to fight back. They're obviously going to fight back. That's the human reaction. You can't treat these people like animals. They're not animals. They're going to act like humans. They're going to be humans. They're going to have the human response, which is to fight back and do the things to your enemies that they've done to you, even if it's brutal and horrific and to children and women. That's what they're going to do. So no matter how you feel about it, that's the reality. You have to treat this as it is and not in some fantasy world where you can do it.
Last year we put this book out. The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
On March 20th, 2003, the United States invaded Iraq. Exactly 1 year before the invasion, Alex Jones predicted it.
So now everybody's going, wow, it really was the Iraqis. That's just because they're getting ready to invade Iraq. What a beautiful setup.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
To the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geiser filling in with Harrison Smith for the great Alex Jones, who seems to always be right, before we get started diving into the news and with our special guest this segment, let's talk a little bit about Vitamin Mineral Fusion, which is back at 25% off. I highly recommend any of the products in our store. I was not a supplement person at all before I started working here, but asked around and was surprised to find out that it actually is true that many, if not all, of the crew takes at least one or two of the products. And I started using Brain Force Plus. I started using Turbo Force Plus, and they really do work. I know that Vitamin Mineral Fusion is designed to sort of lay a foundation for our vitamin mineral health, which can actually help the other products in the store perform even better for you. So it is 25% off. I think the trifecta pack is also still on sale at 40% off. So it would be a great time to get those products and pair them with this Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com. What's on your mind, Harrison?
Well, we're gonna welcome Michael Yon to the program now. He is a journalist. I don't know if calling you a war correspondent is the right answer, but you've been to a lot of conflict zones. You've been doing incredible work at the southern border, but you have a lot of insight into the situation in the Middle East. So I'm very happy to welcome the show now, Mr. Michael Yon. Welcome to the show, Michael.
I'm in Panama right now, back in the Darien Gap. I just left the Darien Gap this morning. This is Highway 1, Pan American Highway. It's going to be completed to Colombia at some point. They're building a bridge now down near Yavita, Panama. I've been down in Darien Gap where I've spent, I don't know, maybe 6 months since Biden was installed, because this one lane you see right here is the two-lane highway. This one lane right beside me is the lane that goes to the United States. And this is the lane where 3,000 to 5,000 aliens per day head up in buses. They probably pass this law on with you. And but now the presidents of Costa Rica and Panama were just together on the 6th of October, so just a few days ago. They were down in Las Blancas camp where I was just at, actually. And they announced that they're gonna go from about 60 buses per day, so from about 6 buses per day. And those buses fit about roughly 50 people per bus, depending on how many children, that sort of thing. They're going to go from 60 to 5,000 to about 200 per day, so on the average day, right? They're building six camps out in the Darien Gap right now. Again, I've been out here a lot. I'm very familiar with the Darien Gap, the crossing between Colombia and Panama. This is the pathway for the world to get to the United States. That's why I spend so much time here. This is vital terrain. This is the terrain from which if you can get your feet anywhere in South America, then you just work yourself up to Colombia and then go through the Darien Gap and then you get in a bus. Now, the presidents of Panama and Costa Rica made a decision recently, but they announced it on the 6th of October that they're going to start allowing these buses to come up to the Darien Gap. That'll be going right by me probably while we're talking. Up to Costa Rica, they used to stop there even 2 days ago. They would stop at the Costa Rican border. The aliens would be stuck there for a while.
Hey, Michael, I'm sorry, I gotta jump in. We're having a lot of trouble hearing you. It's the audio is not great, so we can reconnect with you. Our producers are working behind the scenes to get a better connection, because I just want people to be able to hear what you're saying. It's important information, and if we can't get it clearly, then you know we need to fix that. So we're gonna reconnect with Michael Yon here in just a second. We do have some other videos to go to in the meantime. And some other, you know, stories to cover. The latest that we're hearing is that it may very well be tonight that the ground operation in Gaza kicks off. Again, this would be the start of the domino effect. If they enter Gaza, Hezbollah has said that they will enter into a war stance with Israel from the north, opening up two fronts in an already overstretched Israel. Israel's in a very, very bad situation right now. The U.S. has sent a carrier strike group there for Israeli support. We've promised basically unconditional support for Israel in terms of military supplies, but have essentially said that we're not going to get actively involved. However, you've got people like Lindsey Graham saying that if Hezbollah attacks, then we'll have to get into this, which then brings Iran and Syria in. Then it's World War III. As we've been explaining on InfoWars for the last several years, these are the fault lines being drawn. It's Russia, China, Iran, Syria, like that whole block versus Israel, America, the puppet regime in Ukraine, and NATO. And it's scary how there is no, like, when you really play it out in your mind, there's no downside to war for the globalists. There's no downside to war for the New World Order. It gives them everything they want faster and more conveniently than they would get it otherwise. This is breaking Mario Nofal on Twitter. He's keeping pretty rapid, you know, up to date on this conflict. He says, Israeli Home Front Command asks Israelis to prepare for 3-day stay in safe rooms. In light of the development of the fighting in various sectors, you must prepare equipment that will allow you and your family to stay safe in rooms for up to 72 hours. Pretty horrifying message to get from your government. And, of course,
we're
Israel...
We're going to bomb you, so stay inside.
I get. I mean, they're telling the Israelis to stay inside, right? So, man, it is rapidly spiraling out of control. You have interesting international aspects to this. The Arab League chief has gone to Moscow to talk with the Russian foreign minister about what's going on in Israel. You have some countries suggesting that, you know, we de-escalate here. Egypt warns of consequences of escalation in Israel. Turkey's Erdogan calls for restraint as well. So it seems like a lot of countries around the world are going, hey, this is a, you know, tinderbox you're playing with here. Let's not burn the earth down in a response to a horrific, but at this point overt terrorist attack against the people of Israel.
Absolutely. I did find it very interesting that Israel expected a stronger condemnation of Hamas from China. The Beijing embassy official says here in this Reuters article, sort of crickets from China on this is pretty interesting and sort of supports the theory that China's pushing Iran, which is pushing Palestine, to sort of do this in the hopes of reducing any sort of military capabilities in Israel or in the region as a whole through Israel. But again, man, I don't want to take either side. I'm an American. Mm. And I know that we have this petrodollar and we have this currency and there's all sorts of complicated dynamics happening in the region. But it just goes to show, if we would have had honest money from the beginning, if we would have stayed on a gold standard, not put in fractional reserve banking, not gotten so involved in all of these conflicts and regions, then we wouldn't be in this position. Like,
right.
If the theory is true that this is about protecting the sanctity of the petrodollar, which it may very well not be, but if that is true, then this is just another example of unintentional blowback or consequences of doing shady stuff that doesn't really add up and kicking the can down the road and expanding debt continuously.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that it's like, obviously, the people on the ground, like the people in Israel who, you know, are hiding in safe rooms right now, they don't really care about the petrodollar, right? That's not there. That's not why they're calling for certain things. But the people who are running the world and really making the decisions, that is likely on the forefront of their mind. So it looks like we've reconnected with Michael Yon. Michael, we had some trouble hearing you there. You're there in the Darien Gap. Trump put out a tweet saying that he was worried that essentially there are going to be sleeper cells of Hamas or really anybody inside America ready to launch similar attacks we saw in Israel. I mean, that a very similar thing could be orchestrated here in America with the influx of foreigners, totally unvetted. We don't know where they're from. We don't know who they are, but we are giving them plane tickets farther into the country. How does the immigration crisis play into what we're seeing unfold in the Middle East right now?
Right. Actually, I just left Darien Gap a few hours ago, and now I'm up.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Solvable. We are so powerful. We are so capable as a country. It is our leadership and our government that is willfully subjecting us to invasion, restriction, collapse as a whole. It's infuriating, and it just sort of emphasizes how infuriating that is when you see how capable we are at intervening for the sake of another country, like Israel or Ukraine.
How many mistakes can Joe Biden make before we realize that it's not just because he's a blithering idiot, but it's actually straight up treason? Like, look at all the things that have happened since the Biden administration, not even counting the things that happened while he was the vice president with Hunter Biden and the laptop. We've had Ukraine invaded. We've had billions upon billions of our own dollars go straight to that war for no obvious or apparent reason. We have Israel, which is supposed to be our ally as a nation, being attacked. And we're surprised about it. Our intelligence community didn't catch it. Their intelligence community allegedly didn't catch it. We've got China moving. We've got Iran pushing. We've got the collapse of Afghanistan. The collapse of Afghanistan, which was atrocious. And then we've got Taiwan being surrounded by China. Literally everything that could go wrong is going wrong. Inflation is through the roof. And our border is wide open for no apparent reason either. The only people that they're deporting are the Venezuelans, who are the right-wing or right-leaning ones and probably the only ones that are actually eligible for asylum.
Right. So them and German families that homeschool their children, they're also getting deported.
See, so
I honestly think this is all on purpose. I wonder if he just took a bribe from China to sell us out to let the whole country fall apart at this point.
You know, at a certain point, it does not matter whether it is malice or stupidity, because we're paying the price for it regardless. Again, very, very dangerous situation we find ourselves in. We are monitoring some of the latest breaking news. They have called in 300,000 reservists to Israel to fight this. You've got the Israeli government telling their own people, get underground for 3 days while we take care of this. You've got a bizarre sort of occurrence where you have some Israeli citizens in places like America going back to Israel to fight, while meanwhile you have, you know, video after video of mass numbers of people fleeing to the airport in Israel trying to get out of the country before this conflict happens. 9 Americans have been killed in this event, and, you know, it only promises to accelerate moving forward. Again, we can get into some of the, you know, international aspects of this as we move forward. I do understand we are back with Michael Yon, third time's a charm. We'll have the connection be decent this time. Michael, thank you for calling in. I'm sorry you keep getting cut off. I guess that's the price you have to pay for being on the ground and in some of these conflict zones. Not the best internet connection, but hopefully we can establish a better connection now. Thank you again for working with us, Michael.
Thank you. Yeah, I've got a Starlink here, but it's not working, so we're on the phone. And so in any case, yeah, you know, the so-called border crisis that Europe is having is similar to the border crisis in Israel and Ukraine. That's what kind of border crisis this is. This is straight-up war, right? This is not a border crisis. That's a mischaracterization. This is a war. We're being invaded. We're being invaded by millions per year into the United States. And right now, again, I see people from Gaza coming through Darien Gap constantly, right? They're all over the United States now, right? And they have been for years. And, you know, we see the reports, by the way, coming from Israel. And by the way, as I was just leaving the Darien Gap this morning, a friend told me that a couple of weeks ago, I haven't been able to check this out because I've been in the Darien Gap today, that you know, we issued visa-free travel for Israelis a couple of weeks ago. Somebody needs a fact check that if that's true. It's a good reliable source, but it needs to be checked. I just left the gap. That would be quite interesting timing. In any case, these are free travel to the United States, because I said, you know, with this war in Israel, we're going to start seeing Israelis come through the Darien Gap. And he said, no, they just, you know, offered visa free travel a couple of weeks ago in Missouri. So in any case, yeah, so right now, yeah, so please check that out. It's a reliable source. But again, I just left the jungle. But at the same time, the people who are coming in are from all over the world. Afghanistan, tons of Chinese, of course, 3,000 to 5,000 a day. That number is clearly going to go up to at least 10,000. Right now it's rainy season, by the way. So the jungle is very muddy right now. It's very difficult to get through. But by January, it should be dry. And that's when, even though this is rainy season, and normally in rainy season the numbers decrease, the numbers have been increasing month after month. In August, the Panamanian government told me 82,000 came through the Darien Gap in August, right? That was August of 2023. In September, I don't have the numbers yet, but I think those numbers are going to be close to 100,000 based on what I'm seeing down here. And I think the numbers now in October will be some number far greater than 100,000. And by January, I would be surprised if it's less than 300,000 per month.
So I've you know, sort of prognosticated for years that when we see World War III, it's going to be less of states versus states and more of what looks like a worldwide civil war, where you're going to have populations within countries fighting the leadership of that country. You're going to have migrants fighting the natives of those countries. I mean, it really seems like when World War III breaks out, which almost seems like an inevitability at this point, it's not going to be, like I just said, you know, big blocks of states fighting against one another. That'll be an aspect of it. But you'll also have this very scary, you know, reality of having massive foreign populations within Western countries suddenly acting as enemy reserves, you know, behind enemy lines. That is a very distinct possibility, is it not?
Well, it's exactly what's happening. That's not even a possibility. That's what they say they're doing, right? I mean, this is straight up right in everybody's face. They're not hiding it at all. And, you know, Alex has been talking about this for years. Well, here it comes, and it's here. And you see right now, you know, old school war is usually population against population, right? It's this tribe against that. It's Hutus versus Tutsis. It's You know, Han Chinese against Uyghurs. You know, it's that sort of thing. And that's, of course, what's happening in Israel right now. You see these reports, by the way, of American citizens being killed in Israel. Well, they might be being killed by other American citizens because many American citizens are Hamas. Many American citizens are Israeli Jews or Israeli Arabs, Israeli Muslims. You know what I mean? It's not like this is for those who have been to Israel, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There are a lot of Hamas who are American citizens. It literally could be Americans killing Americans over there. I have no idea. But the bottom line is that's a people versus people war. And there are obviously nation states involved, such as Iran, of course, and many others, and in the United States as well. And so, you know, Israel, obviously, serious times ahead, and I expect more diaspora to come to the United States. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, getting on the airplanes and getting to the United States.
Well, let me ask you this, Michael, since you are sort of a war correspondent, or at least you have experience in these, you know, conflict areas, what are we potentially missing from the reporting that we're seeing? Like, if you're on the ground reporting on something, and then, you know, that night you go and check the headlines, you go, how is nobody mentioning this? Like, what do we miss as people who are relying on the mainstream media for a lot of cases, or at least big media companies? We're relying on them to see what's happening. For the people on the ground, what do you think they're seeing that we're not seeing, even if it's speculative or just vague? Like, what do the American people miss by not actually having eyes on the ground there in Gaza reporting in real time? What is just an example of something that we may be blind to and not even know that we're blind to?
Well, I'm not in Israel at the moment. I'm down in Panama, and I left the Darien Gap just hours ago, right? So this is part of that war. This is not, you know, there's all these separate wars that are all connected, though.
Right.
And this is the invasion that's going on through here. There's a specific reason why I'm here, obviously. Because that traffic here behind me is Highway 1, going straight to the United States. This is the invasion force. And so now look what's happened to Israel, right? And by the way, everybody acting surprised about what's happening in Israel. How can you be surprised? It's almost embarrassing to say you're surprised. Hamas has been saying they're going to do this for years. They've been building tunnels for years. They've been buying rockets. The United States is giving them billions of dollars. And they've clearly stated their intent. And now, you know, they're suddenly doing it. Surprise. How can anybody be surprised by that? And it's just the enemy will generally, an enemy like that anyway, like CCP or Hamas or all these various groups, they will tend to tell you what they're going to do. Hitler wrote Mein Kampf. Mao said exactly what he was going to do. Pol Pot said what he was going to do. You know, they say what they're going to do, and then they execute. And you see the World Economic Forum now is saying that they're going to cause the migration of 1.2 billion people. It is unfolding. That's why I'm here beside Highway 1 in Panama, because this is a major invasion route to the United States. If the United States is gone, Israel's just dead, period. That's why I'm focused on this. If we die, Israel's dead anyway.
Man,
right? This is the main battlefield. I am on the main front is this right here.
Exactly.
The Darien Gap is the main invasion front.
Now, talk about a multi-front war. I mean, it's like every street in every city is going to be a front of World War III once it really kicks off. And I think you're exactly right. Thank you so much for Michael Yon reporting live from the Darien Gap there down in Panama. If the crew could bring up that last statement, this is sort of a horrifying development. A spokesperson for Hamas says he regrets to announce that from now on they will start executing civilian hostages they took from Israel on live TV for every IDF airstrike that hit civilians in Gaza. A horrifying and brutal development. More on the other side.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.